listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Let's talk about something very practical among God's people, the mere phenomenon of meeting needs. I'm going to read you from James chapter 5, verses 13 and 14, where we read, "Is any among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord." In this broader section, James gives practical help with how we can get along and help one another in the community of Christians. James begins by speaking to the suffering. He writes, "Is anyone among you suffering? Well, the suffering need to pray." Instead of complaining, as James mentioned in the previous verse, the suffering one should pray. Don't curse others. Don't merely complain, but pray to God. As for the cheerful, they should sing psalms of praise to God. From the other New Testament passages, this probably refers to public worship. And according to Moffat, the use of this word in classical Greek and in the Greek translation of the Old Testament indicates songs sung with musical accompaniment. You could say that James has the same advice for both the suffering one and the cheerful one. Take it all to the Lord. And in fact, the two commands could be reversed. Sufferers should also sing, and the cheerful should also pray. Finally, the sick should call for the elders of the church, asking them to pray for their need. Notice that James clearly set the initiative on the person in need. He wrote, "Let him call." The hesitancy of people to ask for or to seek prayer from the leadership of the church in these kind of circumstances, well, friends, to me, it's a true mystery. If you're sick, ask the elders of your church to pray for you. Yet, there's no doubt, the elders of the congregation should pray for the sick. As James wrote, "Let them pray over him." James also said that the elders of the church, as they pray, should anoint the sick person with oil in the name of the Lord. This anointing with oil has been interpreted as either seeking the best medical attention possible for the afflicted person, because oil massages were considered medicinal in ancient times, or this is an emblem of the Holy Spirit's presence and power with that sick person. You see, anointing the sick with oil is also mentioned in Mark chapter 6, and Luke chapter 10 mentions the application of oil in a medicinal sense. According to some commentators, the word anoint here is not the usual one used in the New Testament, but it has more of a medicinal meaning to it. So we can say that James told the elders of the church to pray for the sick among them, but also to get the sick one's medical attention that they needed. James knew that God used doctors and other medical professionals, and that God often works his healing through those medical professionals. Now, God can and does heal in less ordinary ways, but we thank God for his healing worth both in the ordinary and in the unusual ways. Either way, it's something to pray for and to pray with the assurance that God invites us to pray such prayers. You can come to the Lord either in your suffering or in your joy, and you can come to him today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.